Hello and welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for being here. How's your week going?
My week is good. Yeah. I have... There's like a little bit of sarcasm in there. It's not because my week isn't good. It's just been really crazy. I had guests last week, which I think I talked about. And then I have guests this week, which has been really fun. It's my sister-in-law. She has two little kids. But right now I have four children, four and under, in my small house. And it is mass chaos.
That's a zoo.
Oh, speaking of the zoo... Mm-hmm. We went to the zoo today because we were feeling, I don't know, brave. It was a shit show. Me and my sister-in-law were either like close to tears, cracking up because we were about to cry and didn't want to, or just like swearing under our breath, or me swearing not under my breath. But I'm like, seriously, it was wild. There was just always someone crying. Mm-hmm. Always. Like, it has not stopped today. Mm-hmm. Just constant crying, which I'm used to with my own kids. But it's like, then you add two more kids, and it's just like, truly never, never ending. Mm-hmm. But at the zoo, so I don't know if you've been in a while, but they redid that whole part when you walk into Hogle Zoo. So this is a zoo in Salt Lake City. You walk in, to the left, it's been under construction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now it's all done, and it's actually beautiful over there. They did a really good job. Just a different animal exhibits, like smaller animals.
Okay.
There's like some foxes and some coyotes. And
did they get rid of
that? Coyotes small, but
no. Did they get rid of that? What is it, like the reptile, the like thing you walk into?
I don't remember seeing it. I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because there were like insects and reptiles in this one.
Okay, so
I think they relocated it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, but like when you go to that section, you have to cross the train tracks.
Yeah.
Okay, they have like a small train that goes there. Well, when you cross the train tracks, there are these two metal doors that stop people from going across when the train is coming, right? Mm-hmm. But there's no one there to tell you when the train is coming. They just open and close. There's no one there to say like, oh, it's about to come or anything like that. So, okay. So they open opposite like this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we are walking. We're in the middle of the train track. And all of a sudden I hear the train really close. And I'm like, Taylor, I hear the train. She's like, okay, yeah, let's go. All of a sudden the doors start closing. Okay, I'm pushing a stroller that has Vivi in it. Kale is like three steps ahead of me. Jet, her little two-year-old, is three steps behind me. Taylor's further than Kale is. So she's like almost already to the other side. Mm-hmm. And I'm like stuck in the middle with the three kids. I don't know how I did it. But I pushed the stroller towards Taylor. So Vivi was just... sailing to the other side. I like lunge this way and grab Kale. I lunge backwards, literally tweaked my knee, grab Jet. Okay. And I'm like booking it. I barely make it across. And that's it. The train was like,
that,
like,
that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Oh, I know. That's literally what my mom said when I told her.
You're like, what are they doing over there?
I don't know. But it was like crazy because it was like we heard the train and probably within 10 seconds, it was passing right where we were.
Yeah,
not safe.
It's not okay.
Maybe 15 seconds, but not safe. We had multiple strollers and children.
Well, and think about just like a random child just like wandering over and
oh my
not...
gosh, no, I can't even think about that. I know. And that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Or like someone who's like in a wheelchair or hard of hearing or like it's just not safe.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it was so funny because the guy that was walking towards us was like dying laughing watching this. And he was like, that was such a sight to see. He was like, it was so funny because all I could think of is which child does she love more?
No, literally, like who? Like,
which child does she love the most?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Ugh, but
that's
it was just
so
like
crazy.
Such a shit show. There was like this girl giving my sister-in-law dirty looks for breastfeeding her baby.
Okay.
And I was like about to go pommel her. And then the mom like looks over and she like gets out her giant apron and ties it around her neck and then starts feeding her baby under her giant apron. And I'm like, okay, I hate you. I literally hate you. And then there was like this huge crowd of like children all in matching t-shirts and these like
of course
two adults that were like trying to like I don't know, heard them. Mm-hmm. And they were just standing in the middle of the freaking walkway. And I was like, excuse me, can we pass by? And the lady looks at me and goes, yeah. So I was like, today is our day. It was just not our day. But we made it. We survived. It was crazy.
I'm so glad you survived the train.
Yes.
It was very stressful. We have not been to the zoo in like 2 years. I think the last time we went was Zoo Lights, first of all, which is like not a real zoo experience.
Yeah. It's just the Christmas lights, basically.
Yes. Yeah. And they're not good Christmas lights
either. Oh, no.
Like, it's not fun.
Yeah. Dang it.
But I think that's the last time we've gone. No, we need to go.
Don't go in the summer. I would say this is the last time I'll go in the summer.
Yeah, it's a little way too hot.
The animals were all sleeping and it was freaking crowded. We got there an hour after opening.
On a Wednesday?
It was so crowded because of all the kids home from school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nuts. We had to park in like the way far parking lot, like the north parking lot, and cross the street.
Yeah,
I'm not fun. Anyway, so that was my weekly update. What about you?
Good. Glad you're alive. I really don't have a weekly update if I'm just being like 100% honest with you. Yeah, no. Ivy has a huge gash across her forehead.
Oh my gosh.
From Rowan.
I was like, what happened to her? Just Rowan.
Every single person we see is like, is she okay? It's literally like all the way across her forehead.
Yeah, it's ginormous.
Yeah, David and I were in the kitchen and Rowan and Ivy were in the mud room and they started like screaming at each other like they do.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden Rowan just starts going, I'm sorry, Ivy, I'm sorry. And David and I were just kind of like, okay, whatever. And then I walk in and Ivy has a huge gash across her forehead. And you know how like when wood peels, like it'll be like,
oh yeah, a little like curly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was literally a line of skin hanging off Ivy's forehead, just hanging. And I was like, okay, this is a horror movie.
Did it bleed a lot or not really?
It didn't really bleed a lot.
It was kind of that surface level, like, top layer of skin.
I'm just praying it doesn't scar because it's so big.
Don't they say like vitamin E oil or something like that?
I don't know, but I've been putting ointment on it every night. I've been like putting sunscreen on it every day.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, poor angel.
I know. I'm like, please don't scar.
I have scars from my siblings and my siblings and my siblings have scars from me, but like not across the face.
I know. It's really sad.
It is sad.
It's ginormous. It's really scary, but
hopefully she's little enough that it will heal quick and not scar.
No. And then not even, when was that? Oh, I think it was the next day. Her and Rowan were running in and outside of my back door.
Okay.
And I do not have like the most coordinated children. Ivy runs straight into my dining room table, her temple in the corner of the table.
No.
So now she has a good size bruise there too. I'm like, you're looking real good, Ivy.
That had to have been like immediate headache.
I'm like, you are the child I need to put in like the bubble suit. Like you will no longer.
It's the second child. It's what they say. They're built different. They're scary.
Yeah. They are built different.
They're
truly.
Scary.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my weekly update.
Ivy.
Pray for Ivy.
Rough go this week.
I know. Poor thing.
Oh, man. What about pop culture? What do you have?
I just have a couple things.
Okay.
Let's talk about Justin Timberlake's DWI.
Yeah.
Okay, I have never heard the term DWI until now.
Oh, really? Driving while intoxicated?
Driving while intoxicated.
Yeah.
What is the difference between DUI and DWI?
So driving while intoxicated is only alcohol.
Okay.
Okay, from my knowledge, driving under the influence can be alcohol, drugs.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and he admitted to the cop that he had had a martini.
I know, one martini. But then he refused to take a breathalyzer test.
Yeah, I'm like, because it wasn't just one martini, let's be real.
I know, when I saw that on Instagram, I was like, well, Justin.
He still looked good, though.
No, he didn't.
I didn't see his mugshot, though, actually.
I am so over Justin Timberlake, especially after the Britney Spears memoir.
Oh, like, I didn't watch that.
No, it's a book.
Oh, I didn't read
but
that.
But basically.
Didn't she have a, I thought it was a like a documentary.
Know. She probably did. But I'm speaking about.
You said book. Memoir. I'm stupid.
Whatever. It's fine. It's late. It's good. But no, like basically in her book, she was talking about how when her and Justin Timberlake were dating and she got pregnant with his baby and he forced her to have an abortion. Oh. And then, you know, he broke up with her and he wrote all like Cry Me a River about her and just like was the worst.
That song's about her. I love that song.
You don't anymore?
No.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just, I don't know. I was just like, well, Justin, in your own words, what comes around goes around.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But of course nothing's gonna happen because I'm just gonna pay his dues and move on.
I know, I'm like, lock him up.
I know.
Put him away.
Imprison him.
Yeah, put him away.
Oh, that's funny.
Only other thing on my list is Perfect Match.
Okay, where are we at in the series?
Okay,
sorry guys, not caught up. I've been very busy.
Okay, well, let me fill you in, I guess.
Fill me in.
The big points.
Yes.
If you don't care.
Nope, don't care.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, so basically what happened was, and I can't remember if they did this in the first season or not. I think they probably did. But they were like, boys' day, girls' day. And so they're like, all the boys are going to go here and all the girls are
going to go. Very Love Island of them.
Right, like you were saying how they separate them or whatever. And then, you know how there's like the other cast members who they bring in and take out and whatever. So anyway, so they took all the boys to wherever, took all the girls to wherever, and then they brought in all the boys with the girls, and then they brought in all the other girls with the boys.
I don't remember that. Maybe they did, but I don't remember
I can't remember either.
Hmm. Okay.
But anyway, that's what was happening in the latest episodes. And basically, do you remember Melinda?
No.
Okay, Melinda, she was on Too Hot to Handle. Oh. She was the host of Dated and Related.
I have not seen that yet.
Okay, well, I hadn't either, but.
Okay, yeah, Melinda Barry.
Yeah, perhaps. I don't
know.
She's
black?
Yes.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yes, she's gorgeous.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes, I remember her.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, so anyway, so. There's a moment on the beach where Harry picks her up and is carrying her, I guess, like across rocks or something. She's barefoot.
Okay.
But so they have that moment together, whatever. And then I'm trying to think what else happens that's like so significant. Maybe nothing. Whatever. They all come back together to the house and like everyone. So every single cast member, they come back to the house and they can either choose to like, match with who they're matched with or change up.
Okay.
But so that Melinda girl, she starts a rumor or she says it's real. We actually don't know if it's a rumor or not, but that Harry and her kissed
there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't televised.
It was not televised. No, there's no like scene of it. And that she said that like Harry told her that like he wanted to have sex with her. And so obviously Jess is like not happy. But so it's like, it's so ridiculous because Harry's like, she's spreading rumors about me. And he's like in the bathroom, like throwing up and crying and like losing his mind. And Jess is just like trying to like, she's talking to like all the guys who were at the beach, like, did you see anything? Like, you know, and all the guys are kind of like vouching for Harry. Like, I would be shocked if like, you know, he did that, whatever. But it's,
I mean, cause he is very into Jess, but also he is like,
but he's Harry Jowsey.
Yeah. He's got problems.
Yeah. But on TikTok, Holly, the one I was talking about last week, she said that the kiss really did happen, like in the comments on TikTok. And Melinda has come out and said, like, because people were like, if you really kissed him, like, why
did they not show it?
Yeah, why did they not show it? And she's like, just wait. She's like, it's coming. And so I'm wondering if they're going to show it at like the reunion.
They will. They totally will.
Something.
He's such a slime ball.
I know.
Like, can he not just keep it in his pants for literally 5 seconds?
I know.
Like, what is wrong with him? He really needs help, like therapy.
I know.
Bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't get on board with Harry Jowsey.
No.
They could never make me like him.
And like, I love Jess, but also she has horrible taste in men.
Yeah.
She's got to figure it out because she has a daughter. Sorry, I'm going to hate on her for 5 seconds because I love her. But I'm like, she's got to figure it out.
I know.
Because like, she has a daughter that's old enough also to like.
Yeah, she's like 10 or 11. Like,
she's going to see these things.
Yeah. I'm like, we cannot have Harry Jowsey be stepdaddy.
Oh, no, no, no.
But so no, that no, no. happened. And then also, okay.
Okay.
On the beach. Who did. Oh. Okay. So do you know Christine from Too Hot to Handle? She is like, she's literally like 6'1".
Oh.
Do you remember? I think she was
a tall gal. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. So she is like really hitting on Kaz.
Oh, okay.
During that little date switch up thing.
I thought he liked Holly, you know, that died.
Oh, yeah. He chose Micah.
Oh, okay.
He ended up choosing Micah. Okay. So he's still with Micah. But then he goes to the beach and Christine is like throwing herself at Kaz.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And he didn't kiss her, whatever. But then they go back to the house and he does end up kissing her. And so Micah kind of loses her mind. While they were separated, Micah's been talking to Brighton.
Oh.
The least likable character on the beach.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, well, maybe I'll go match with him. Well, in the meantime, he matches with Elise.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, why are these girls interested in Brighton?
I have no idea.
He is the number, like, even over Harry.
Yeah.
Like, he's the number one red flag on the beach. Oh, like, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, he's a no-no.
So that happened. So then guess who Micah ends up matching with in her, just to save herself and stay there moment?
Oh no,
Izzy. Izzy.
Oh no.
Goes to Izzy. Mind you,
did she like talk it up when she went to him too? Like, oh, I've always been interested.
No. Okay, it was literally like, so basically, at this point, I'm just wanting to stay with someone who like I feel is genuinely interested in me and I'm like willing to give you a chance. Do you want to match? Like, it was like so like last second of desperation, like, let's match.
That's and so awkward.
When you watch it, you'll die because Izzy is so blackout drunk. He's literally like, yeah, like, yeah, girl. Like, he's so drunk. Anyway, it's just, you need to watch it.
It That's was, why him and it the was girl a mess. He was with on Love is Blind were not good together because they were both always drunk.
I know.
Like, literally, did they ever have a sober conversation?
No.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, anyway, that's kind of where it's left off now. So I think there's only like one more episode. I think it's the finale next.
Well, maybe I'll just watch that since you filled me in.
No, you need to go back and watch still good.
Yeah, if I have time. I'm still like so far behind on Bridgerton. I'm far behind on Love is Blind. No, not Love is Blind.
Love Island.
What's it called? Thank you.
Yeah.
Love Island. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I am so far behind on Love Island. I don't know how I'll ever catch up.
You will.
No, I don't think I will.
I've watched full seasons after they were like released.
Okay. But here's the thing. The only time I get to watch TV by myself is when my girls go down for a nap.
Yeah.
Well, because David won't watch it with me at night. Yeah. And we don't watch TV separate. Like, we hang out together at night.
Yeah.
So the only time I get to watch TV is when my girls nap. Well, Rowan has been pretty 50-50 on naps lately.
Oh, that's
and,
hard.
Well, even lately, like, I don't know, 75-25. And so I don't want her to just like be sitting in her room for no reason. You know what I mean? If she's not going to nap. And so I've kind of been experimenting the last few days with like, okay, like you and I, it would be nice if you like you and I just have some alone time while Ivy naps. But then that means I don't watch anything by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
You don't get any alone time.
Yeah.
At all. Which is really hard.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm like, I don't know how I'll ever watch Love Island.
It is a like a big time commitment.
It is.
But it's not every single night. There's one night that's off a week.
Wednesdays,
Yeah.
One night. Okay. Great.
It is a lot, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like it's starting to get good.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far are you?
Like 5 episodes. Okay. 5 episodes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's starting to get good. Is that all you had?
That's it.
The only thing I have, I have a couple things, but House of the Dragon is out for all my Game of Thrones people. Mm-hmm. House of the Dragon is the prequel and it's so good.
Oh, it's a prequel?
It's a prequel.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just releases one episode every Sunday.
Perfect.
And
yeah.
So I know
that's
so
the pace, like, I can go at.
It sucks. It sucks because you have to wait, and they always have the shock factor. It's so well done. So I'm very excited for this season. It's going to be so good. And then Post Malone releasing his country album in August. That mm-hmm. was like officially announced. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that. I just hope that it will like still have his kind of like sound to it. You yeah, know what I mean?
Like Beyonce releasing Cowboy
exactly.
Carter.
It's like you still hear her and you're like, that's Beyonce.
Yeah.
But like I heard a little, I don't know if it was like a leak or if it was like he put out a bit of a song that's going to be on the album, but I was like not impressed by it. And I'm worried now mm-hmm. because I love Post Malone.
Me too.
Also, did you know that his real name is Austin? Mm-hmm. That like threw me off. I was like, what? You do not look like an Austin. Anyway.
No, he's just posty.
He's just posty. Speaking of Austin, this is my last thing. Okay. Austin Butler was rumored to be the new like Jack Sparrow if they do like a Pirates of the Caribbean reboot.
Stop.
He went on an interview. I was like Wait, looking more into it.
They're going to do a Pirates of the Caribbean reboot? It's so new.
Let me finish. So let me finish.
Like,
so
Shut up, Chelsea.
No. No. But he was asked about it recently in an interview and he was like, honestly, I haven't heard anything about that, but like, yeah, I'd love to. He would be so good. I think he would be so good. I just feel like he's very good at playing these like big kind of like different unique characters.
Yeah, just like how Johnny Depp is. Yeah, honestly.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know if you saw Dune.
I've seen the first one, not the second one.
Oh man, he's so good in the second one. Okay. Austin Butler, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I just thought that was kind of like an interesting rumor going around.
Yeah.
And I don't know like why that was going around or like what like
yeah,
you know what I mean? That up. But it was from like a pretty reputable source, so we'll see.
Interesting.
I know.
I wish they would leave like Pirates of the Caribbean is so new, like leave that alone for now.
Yeah, but there's so many other things they could like.
Yes,
if they're going to do it, I think it would be smarter of them to make it like into like a TV show.
Yeah,
not like another movie trilogy or whatever. No. Or series or whatever,
because they yeah. just like they have like how many five Pirates of yeah, the Caribbean
and they
or whatever
worse and worse.
I know. Stop.
But anyway, that was just kind of a fun little one, so. Okay,
all right, well yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into the topic of today. Today, Haley and I are being haters. We're going to talk about all the things that we hate. We just thought this sounded like a fun idea.
Yeah, so we've both just kind of been compiling lists on our phones of things we hate.
Yeah, just random things, can be anything.
Yeah.
And you know, hate is a very strong word, but yeah. Honestly, if any of these things decided to just fall off the face of the earth, I'd be okay with it. Yeah. So
yeah, same.
That's all I'll say about it. But yeah, anyway.
Sounds good. I'm excited.
Yeah. Do you want to start?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
The first thing I have on my list is I absolutely hate on like TikTok or Reels when people are doing the get readies with me and they click their nails on the product.
You don't like the ASMR?
I like cooking ASMR, okay. But I don't like the clicking of the nails on the products.
Do you like?
It's stupid as hell.
Do you like to watch people eat and the eating ASMR where they like
on one of mine?
Really?
People eat. I cannot stand watching people eat online.
Oh my gosh.
Cannot stand.
That's funny. That doesn't like irk me so bad, but I get it.
I actually think that's one of the ones I like took off my no, it's still on. Yeah, people eating on camera. I hate it.
I will sometimes watch people eat on TikTok. But anyway, yeah, like the nail clicking is funny.
Yeah, I don't like it. Okay, your turn.
Just drives you crazy. Yes. Okay, mine is something that I also see on TikTok often.
Okay.
And this just pisses me off beyond belief. Okay. Like, I hate it.
Okay.
Is candy salad. I hate you, candy salad. I hate you. What is the point?
And now it's everything.
What the hell is the
point?
People
bring different bags of chips now and they do chip salad.
No, they don't.
Oh,
don't
yes.
tell me that.
I saw this one and it was this like backyard barbecue. It was very interesting looking, interesting environment. They all brought different bags of chips and they did a chip salad.
Don't tell me yeah. that. Yeah. I'm so angry right now.
I know. And they put it in like this like big old like bucket that you'd buy
no.
like at Costco.
No.
Like one that has a lid on it.
No. No. I'm so passionate about the candy salad. What the hell is the point?
I don't know, but I'm going to bring you one for your birthday.
No, it makes me, if you do that, friendship over. I'm just like, I don't know if it's my OCD or what it is, but I'm like, keep the candies separate.
Yeah.
Why are we mixing the candies?
Yeah. And it's just like, it's so just, it's dumb.
I know. I just, like, yeah. Just
why?
Yeah. Point blank. Period. I hate it.
Stupid. Okay. My next one, which I feel like this is probably a very common thing, but I feel like for a while people were kind of afraid to like say this out loud because they didn't want to offend people.
Okay.
And now I'm like, no. You should be offended. People in MLMs reaching out to me like, hey girl, how are you? I'm not even kidding you. Last year, this girl reached out to me every day for a week before she pitched to me.
Yeah, the build up.
The build up. And I was like, mother effer, are you serious right now? And it's like, I kind of saw it coming from the beginning. Yeah. It's like, you know, they follow you and then they like message you pretty much right away.
Yeah.
Or like within a day. But it's like, she had, I mean, a week. Like, oh, man. Really pisses me off. I'm like, just be real. Like, hey, I think you'd like this. What do you think?
Yeah.
And then when I tell you, no, I don't support MLMs, then you can be like, okay, that's fine. But don't like, oh, especially if it's someone from your past that's like reaching out to you like, hey, how are you doing? It's like, okay, no.
Mm-hmm. I hate that too.
I hate it. It's so annoying and so manipulative.
So manipulative. Yeah, I feel like everyone mutually agrees to hate MLMs at this point.
Yes.
So I think it's okay.
But still, people are a part of them. It's crazy to me.
It's crazy.
After all we know, how? Anyway.
I don't know.
Your turn.
Okay, next. Ads on articles. Also, just to add on to this,
mm-hmm.
when you're like reading a blog post, so ads on blog posts, articles, whatever, but then
recipes.
When it like recipes,
Pinterest
and
recipes.
Then when you're like reading through it and it randomly bumps you back to the top.
Oh.
What? Why?
Why?
What is the glitch? What is the, is it spam? Like why? And why
know.
So many articles on the blog posts?
I don't know.
Like if I have to exit out of one more article, I just want to throw my phone. I'm like, I'm just trying to learn how to make sourdough pancakes.
Literally.
And I have to exit out of 500 ads.
I know.
While doing so.
I know.
Anyway, that's what I hate.
It's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I especially hate it on like the recipes. Mm-hmm. It's so obnoxious.
It is.
And I didn't even think about the painful. Bumping you back to the top. It happens
all the time.
Yeah, we need to fix that. We need to fix that. My next one is when my kids fall asleep in the car 5 minutes before I get to the grocery store.
No.
Because it's not like 5 minutes before I get home or like to my in-laws. It's the grocery store where I have to get them out and they're freaking out. There's no way to lay them down. They're just flipping out or I'm carrying them and pushing the cart with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it so much.
Yeah, starting anything with my kids is so relatable, honestly.
Yeah.
And them falling asleep in the car. Jail time.
Yeah.
I will be taking my kids home in the afternoon and Ivy's falling asleep in the car and I'm rolling the window up and down.
Yes.
And I'm throwing snack after snack back at her. I'm like, please, Ivy.
Why keep candy in my middle console? I'm like, we are staying away.
Yeah, like, please.
Because it messes up the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
It really does.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I love it though. Only the grocery store for you.
Man, yeah, mostly. Because my kids transfer to their beds.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's
if it's,
nice.
Like, a reasonable hour and they're, like, close to bedtime, they'll, like, transfer to their beds.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, not when I'm trying to go in somewhere. It's the worst.
Of course not. My next one is also car-related. car accessories.
Okay.
Eyelashes. Balls dangling from the back.
I don't even like a custom license plate, so.
I was just going to say, not the custom license plate for me, but the license plate frames, crude stickers.
Family, it's in Utah. It's all the family members as stick figures.
All the family members as Disney characters. All the family members
Star
as Harry
Wars.
Potters. We have to put an end. We have to put an end to the car accessories.
Not us going around with like little razor blades, ripping them off every car. No, literally. And it's especially bad in Utah. It really is. I don't know why, but it is. It's bad.
It infuriates me. You think I have road rage already? If I see a pair of eyelashes on your car, driving you off the road,
dead.
It makes me so mad. And like, the crude stickers on cars. Oh, I'm just like, gosh. Are we serious?
Like, why?
Yeah, why?
But you think that in your own brain. If you want to have it on the back of your phone, go at it. But it's like, not where everyone can see and has to be subjected to it.
Yeah, I don't want to see balls dangling from your car.
Yeah,
I just don't.
Came up with that idea?
I don't know. It's stupid. Trash.
I haven't seen the balls one in a long time. Only in Vegas have I seen that.
Oh, it's here.
Oh my gosh. It's embarrassing for them. Okay, my next one's also kind of car-ish related. Okay. People that walk so fucking slow in a parking lot or crossing the road like they have no place to be, and I'm like waiting for them and wait. I'm not just talking like, oh, they have like their kids and you know, like they're trying to get. I'm talking the people that like are just on their phone, just like literally walking like turtle pace. I will seriously run them over. I'm so over it.
Will be hitting them with my car.
Like, seriously, it bugs the crap out of me. Cannot. And also, I have road rage. So,
me too. I think that's clear at this point.
Yeah. The rest of ours car related.
Oh, no. My next one is not. My next one. When old men call flip flops thongs. Killing me.
Why do they do that? Were thongs not called thongs back in the day?
Dad, I'm calling you out. This is you, Dad. This is my dad. My dad has always called flip-flops thongs. It has made me so uncomfortable since I was a child.
Why are Stop we it. Sexualizing something we wear on our feet?
Stop it. It's disgusting. It's so Just gross. Learn to call them flip-flops. It's not so hard. Gross. I hate it.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I hate that too. Gross. It's
disgusting.
Did I just delete my note again? No,
you better not have. Get it together.
Seriously. Okay, my next one is also about slow people. I'm sorry. People that stop in the middle of the aisle at the grocery store.
Oh my gosh.
And to add on to that, the grocery store pickup workers that are in the aisle with their massive ass carts fulfilling grocery pickup. Look, I get it. It's your job, but I am in the store with my two screaming children. I take priority in the aisle. Okay.
Preach.
Like
preach. Why? Amen.
Why?
They, and can we just talk about also how rude they are? Mm. They are so rude.
They put their headphones in and they just act like you don't exist.
I'm like, you work here.
Yeah.
Act like it. I get that you're doing your job and that's fine, but you are rude.
Yes. They're so rude.
I know.
So rude. And especially, which I hate going to Walmart anyway, but especially the ones at Walmart. They're so freaking rude.
My brother works at Walmart and he's like the manager over all the personal shoppers. Yeah. And I'm like, Brandon,
Brandon.
No, like Brandon is great. I'm sure. I don't know. But I'm like, Brandon, can you make them like be nicer and better?
Yeah.
I hate that too. Because
they suck. They need a team meeting.
Gosh. Yeah, they do.
Or a pay raise or something.
A company meeting.
Yeah.
A pay raise. No, they do not deserve.
That's true.
Okay. My next one is all of the suggested posts on Instagram, on my Instagram feed.
Me too.
Here's the thing is I actually have a love hate with this because sometimes I find really good stuff from suggested posts.
Okay.
But there are so many of them. I'm like, where are the people that I follow?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can turn that off or whatever, but I don't want to do it every time I go to Instagram.
It's so annoying.
Yeah. It's just like, where are the people that I follow actually? Yeah. Anyway, a love hate. Sometimes I love it. Sometimes I hate it. Yeah. But for the most part, freaking hate it.
Nice when it brings you something new, but for the most part, it's just annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and your ads. You and your hate for ads. You were meant to be born in this generation of streaming services with no ads.
Yes, we love. That's a love.
Okay, mine's taking a little bit of a different direction, but I hate, which I'm sure I've said this before, and anytime I hear myself say this, I also cringe at myself. But I hate when people say, like, it'll all work out, or something better is coming for you, when you're like in the middle of like a really hard situation, or like something you like worked like really hard for just like didn't pan out. And they're like, it all happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like giving them the big middle finger.
I know. I think we all need to learn that feelings are justified.
Yeah.
And it's better to let people just feel their feelings and like validate their feelings than just like gaslight them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell them, you're okay.
Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah.
Life works out. It's like, yeah, we all know it ends up working
and,
out.
And the thing is everyone knows that in their head. Sure, right. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
Sure, things will work out, but I don't want to hear that right now at this second. So tell me that in 2 weeks from now.
Exactly.
But right now is not the time.
Exactly. Well, and like you said, it's like, it's not like it's a new term that like we're just learning for the first time. It's like, okay, yeah, everything's going to be okay. It's like, no, we all know that.
Yeah.
Like what, basically when you tell that to me, I'm just thinking, okay, you really don't care what I'm talking about. And you just want to be out of this uncomfortable feeling of having to listen to me talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it so much.
Yeah.
So I try really hard not to say that to anyone.
Yeah. We all need to break that habit.
It's bad. It's bad.
Okay. Ooh, this one boils my blood. Kids' cups. All of them.
Like any sort of kids, like straw cup, a tumbler, a sippy cup.
I've been through them all, and I hate them.
I believe that you've been through them all. I feel like you are the type that's like, okay, if there's like something that like I can get for my kids that will like, it'll be good for them, that'll make my life easier, like let's give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you've literally tried 50 and you hate them all.
Okay, I hate them. My kids are big milk drinkers, okay? Oh, yeah. And I have gone through so many freaking kids' cups all over my house, leaking milk in the crevices of my couch, leaking milk in my bed, leaking milk. My house is milk. And it pisses me off because I will get kids' cups and they'll be fine for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, they all start to leak.
I know.
One way or the other. And
it's the second you throw them through the dishwasher.
They piss me off.
Yeah.
Whoever can invent a kids' cup that doesn't leak and will never leak,
yeah,
I will sell you my soul.
Yeah.
It pisses me off so bad. I hate them.
I also hate sippy cups because I think they're so gross.
Yeah.
And so this is so bad. This is so like not environmentally friendly of me. But my kids every week at the grocery store pick out a character cup they use that for the week. And then we throw it away because they honestly don't last that much longer than that.
Yeah. Honestly, good idea.
It's like, it's so annoying because they're like $3
each. Yeah, they're expensive.
But I'm like, honestly, it makes my kid happy at the grocery store. And I always buy them a treat at the grocery store anyway. So that's right there. Check the box. Mm-hmm. And I can't do the sippy cups. I think they're gross. They just,
I feel like all kids' cups are hard to clean.
They are.
And yeah, they all like collect mold.
And even my kids don't even drink milk. And I still think they get gross just even with water.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I hate it. I hate the milk and the apple juice all over my house. I hate it.
Not the milk too. Ugh. Milk's so gross.
It's awful.
Oh man, yeah, that was a good one. My next one is wind.
The way this was almost put on my list as well.
This is but one I took it off.
You
were gonna put on.
No, I took it off because I was like, no one cares to hear about the wind.
Well, apparently
you do. I'm so glad we can talk about it.
I hate it so much. And we live in a very windy part of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle Mountain, really Utah County is very windy. And then like Eagle Mountain City Center, very windy. Like we've talked about your tumbleweed apocalypse out here on here before. Like it's your trash can blowing down the road this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You having to go chase it. Thanks to David. seriously, like it's so windy, but I hate it. It ruins any type of weather. If it's cold, the wind makes it worse. If it's hot, the wind makes it worse. And my kids hate it. Kale hates it.
So does Rowan.
He thinks he's dying if it's windy.
Me too. Honestly, same. I have that same feeling. I don't even like my ceiling fan to be on.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, it's the most annoying feeling. It pisses me off. And like you said, it literally ruins the nicest of days.
Yep.
What is the point?
Yep.
Why?
I hate it. I'm sure there's like some point.
Like, yeah, there's like a, probably a very good reason, but no.
But I hate it too.
It's the worst. That is hilarious. That was so close to going on my list.
That's so funny. Yeah, so I feel like we've talked about that before, so it's funny.
Okay, my next one's a little niche.
Okay.
I mean, they're all pretty niche, but whatever. Yeah, okay. Having to level out my ice cream for the Ninja Creami.
Yeah, I can't relate. I need one though.
And I'm talking, we've had a Ninja Creami for 3 days.
Can you explain this a little
bit? Yes. Okay, so for those who don't know, I'm sure everyone literally knows because I'm the last person on planet Earth to get a Ninja Creami.
Except me.
Except Haley. Yeah. But when you have a Ninja Creami and you want to make your ice cream or whatever you're making, you have to freeze your ingredients or whatever in the
container
the night before or like 24 hours before. Okay. And sometimes when you freeze it, it will like bubble a little bit on the top.
Okay.
But apparently the Ninja Creami is really easy to break. Like the blade is easy to break if you do not level it out. It has to be like flat. It can't have like a bubble. And so when you pull it out. Okay, well they
need to freaking fix that.
Exactly. Yeah, like what? That's
ridiculous.
But yeah, so you have to pull it out, let it thaw for like 10 minutes anyway. But then you have to sit and scrape down the bubble. And it literally takes forever. And it's painful.
Yeah, and break your wrist.
Yeah, and it pisses me off. And I'm like, I'd rather just like go
microwave it for a second.
I don't
know. Soften it and then like.
I don't know. I haven't tried. Really annoying. But I want my ice cream to be like as frozen as possible.
Also, you already had to wait like 24 hours. So like,
I know, and that's the other thing is it takes forever.
Yeah, that's annoying.
To scrape it down and level it out. So anyway, I'm sure there's a much easier way to do that, but
that's really
it's annoying. Making me mad in the meantime.
Yeah, someone needs to create a tool. If Ninja is going to be cheapo and not fix it, then someone needs to create some sort of tool that you can just stick it in there and it like chops it off. I don't know.
I know.
That's really annoying.
I also just don't understand why it breaks the blade, but whatever.
But also you're like, I don't want to go through that hassle. So
yeah, I don't. So. Yeah.
Okay, my next one is coming up with lunches and dinners for the week.
Oh my gosh,
I hate it.
No one talks about the
mental load
of making the grocery list. Mm-mm. And it's preparing the meals and thinking of the meals.
Yep.
I hate that too.
If I had all the time in the world and an unlimited budget, well, then I would have a private chef. But if I couldn't afford a private chef, then I don't know. I feel like I just feel like it would be more enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Not because I like love to cook, but I just feel like, you know, for me, it's like I have a reasonable budget for groceries, but it's like everything adds up so fast. And when you have kids, it's like half your grocery list goes to like snacks.
Yep.
And then for me, who's trying to eat like a high protein diet, the other goes for snacks for me to like keep me full. Like Fairlife is literally $30. And then my Chomps beef sticks for 12 of them is $20. And I'm like, okay, well, there's my, like, there goes all my money.
I know.
So it's like, then I'm like, what do I eat for dinner?
Exactly. Do you remember the days when you'd go to the grocery store and like not spend $300?
No.
Like,
I mean, yes, I remember, but like, it's been so long.
Like when was that? Like, was that a fever dream?
Costco again?
I know.
But it's also hard because like, Costco just has a few things that are in bulk that like are more like reasonable, but it's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
But yeah, like coming up with dinners and lunches is just really hard for me.
Me too. And that's why I literally prepare the same five every week.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
my family knows what they get in every week. They get in the same five things. They can choose from. Because I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. Luckily, Vince is really easy to feed. He just wants a protein, a carb, and like vegetables.
Yeah. David's pretty easy too. He doesn't complain.
Yeah.
Really. But my kids do.
Yeah. The children throw a wrench in there, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah. That is awful.
Yes.
Okay. My next one is election years.
So this whole year sucks.
Can you think of anything more stressful than an election year?
2020 about obliterated me for so many reasons, having my baby during COVID, earthquakes, all the things. And then for it to be an election year on top of that, shit, the shittiest year of all time.
Oh my God.
That's actually probably really bad to say because there were way shittier years than that for other people. But
I mean, I think we can all mutually agree that 2020 was pretty traumatizing.
In our generation, that's like been the worst year.
Okay, I'm not like really up to date on politics. Like, I hate politics too.
Yeah, same.
So I don't really stay up to date on them.
Yeah.
But I feel like things have been pretty quiet.
They have, which I'm like, should we be concerned?
I know. Also scary.
Like, what's going to happen?
I don't know. I can't be too careful. Even like Trump's
sentencing. Like, I was expecting to see people like, what? You know? And it's like, everyone's just been like, yeah.
Yeah. No.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm on the wrong side of social media. I also hate politics. I used to be more into politics and now I'm like, honestly, I just don't really think it matters. Or like, I don't know. But now I just like, I really loathe election years.
Yeah.
To be honest, I probably won't vote this year.
What? Yeah. Haley, that's the one you're going to get canceled for.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I live in Utah. I already know which way it's swinging. So there's literally no point in me taking any time off or getting a babysitter or any of that. No, I don't believe in mail-in ballots. So I'm like, I will not be getting a babysitter to go vote. And it's not even going to matter. So I vote in my local elections, though. Very passionate about that.
Oh, good.
But for the presidential, if you know how it works. Then
you heard it here first. Haley ain't voting.
If Utah becomes a swing state, I will maybe change my mind, but this year I won't be bothering.
Okay.
Hopefully I won't live to regret this. Okay. Anyway. okay. Is my turn?
Mm-hmm.
This one's pretty I feel like this one's pretty norm.
Okay, good.
But I just hate small talk at large family functions.
Ew. Yeah. It's like,
and even if it's my family, not like my immediate family, but like even like my extended family, like I just don't like the small talk.
No, like let's just not talk.
Let's just not talk.
If we don't have anything like of substance to talk about, exactly. Let's just not.
Like my uncle, who is very passionate about our podcast, and I love you, Uncle Mike. Thank you so much.
Love you, Uncle Mike.
Anytime I talk to him at a family function, it's like, it's good. It's like we have stuff to talk about. We vibe. You vibe. It's like not awkward, but it's like there are other people in like both sides of the family that I'm like, I'm scared. I don't want to be stuck in a conversation with you. Cause it's like, how are you? And I'm like, same as when I last saw you. Like, I don't know. It's just, so
is it
hard.
Not mutually uncomfortable? It's like, painful. Can we not just mutually decide to just absolutely not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, it Agreed. Just feels really like fake.
Yeah.
You know? And I just, you know, I just can't hang.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Yep. Good one. Hate it too. Okay. My next one is, kids ASMR YouTube videos, like playing with toys. I hate that shit. Okay. I hate it. My kids love it. I don't want them to watch it. You know what I hate the most?
It has cocaine in it. I swear.
Truly for their brains.
Yes.
But
their brains.
You know what I hate is one of those videos coming on my TV. My kids are glued to it. All I can see is a man's hairy hands playing with toys. And I'm just like, nope, like, immediately
who is
going
this
off.
This pedo on the other side of the camera.
Disgusting.
It's gross.
I'm like, how much money is this man making from playing with kids' toys on this YouTube live right now?
Yeah.
My kids are watching.
Yep.
I hate it.
And if you don't already know this, which you should, you probably already do. But YouTube is not a safe place for children to be viewed.
No, I don't like YouTube.
I don't like it either. But even on the kids' YouTube, I put on the kids' YouTube. I don't know. This was a while ago. But like my kids were watching something similar to that. And then all of a sudden I come down into the room and it's like a lady in a colorful thong teaching about colors. Yeah. Yeah. And then I deleted YouTube off of our TVs.
The colorful thong.
Yep. Okay. It was like Mario themed. Like, okay. Yeah. Icky. So it's just not safe. And it was like, I was up in the kitchen, like cooking.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can hear, and what they're saying is fine. That's mm-hmm. the problem. That's, they're like, oh, parents walk out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not good.
You know what I hate too about YouTube is it's not even just like stuff like that, but it's like things like Baby Shark and stuff. Oh, and it's like the Baby Shark is like talking about like farting. And
yes.
I'm just like, no, like my kids' brains don't need to be consuming just like pure trash and garbage.
Yes. No, you know exactly. What I mean? Exactly.
Yeah. YouTube, you as a whole. Yeah. No. You need kids YouTube.
You need
in
to
particular.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Okay. Another car one. People with cars that rev their engine really loud, like they're cool or something. Mm-hmm. I hate that so much.
They're stupid.
They're like, wow.
Exactly.
So I literally want to roll down my window and be like, what, you think you're cool or something? Uh-huh. Like, quiet down over there. Okay, I'm mm-hmm. overstimulated. I think it's so really, annoying.
It's very overstimulating.
It really. Is.
Like, I'm trying to just drive home in peace. My literally. Kids are already screaming. I don't need to hear your engine rev.
No, and it's not cool.
Yeah, like, you're honestly, not hot. You're not ick. Cool. It's giving little dick energy.
Exactly.
It's giving. Okay?
Exactly.
So I guess if that's gosh. What you want to put off, then
you
fine.
You make me cry laughing tonight.
I know. I'm like in tears, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, facts though.
Okay, my next one is so stupid. I had to put this on my list at okay. like 3 a.m. last okay. night. I put how expensive. No, I'm going to have to go into some deep explanation. How expensive pistachio cream is. Do you know why I'm putting this?
Pistachio cream. Okay, and exactly. I think I need it because I love pistachio.
Okay, let me inform you
oh, no.
on something.
Okay.
There. Okay.
Is it like vanilla bean paste?
No, it's pistachio. It's literally like peanut butter, but that's pistachio.
What I mean. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. There is a thing going around on TikTok. I'm going to show you this after. Do not let me forget. I okay. always say I'm going to show you stuff and I never do. Okay.
Pistachio, pistachio, okay. pistachio. Got it.
There is a viral chocolate bar from Dubai going viral on TikTok.
If I go to Dubai this year, I will pick one up for you.
You can buy it on Amazon, actually. It's like $45.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but
geez.
For one chocolate bar. Okay. But.
Jeez.
People are remaking it because okay. obviously not yeah, everyone can just go to Dubai right, or buy right. a $45 chocolate bar okay. off Amazon. Anyway, right. okay, well, basically it would be $45 regardless because the pistachio cream that it requires to make it is so damn expensive. But basically it is chocolate. People are buying like chocolate bar molds, chocolate. And then in this mixture inside, it's pistachio cream. So like I said, peanut butter, but pistachio, it's like green. Like it looks, it's delicious. Gross. It looks gross,
wow,
that
sounds
but
amazing.
You know, it tastes good.
Yeah.
And then it has these, like, I don't know what exactly it is and I don't know the name of it. So no one freaking kill me, but it looks like little, like thin noodles kind of what? Like, I think like kind of like maybe like rice noodles or something. They're like really thin okay. and people like fry them. So they're like crunchy and crispy. So okay. they mix that with the pistachio cream okay. and then chocolate over. So it's a milk chocolate,
but it has
chocolate
like a
bar.
Crunch.
Yes.
Okay. That
I'm
going to
show
amazing.
You after. I want to make it so bad, but I'm not kidding you. Like a jar of pistachio cream off Amazon is like $35. I'm like, I'm not buying that.
Okay. But you need it for your ninja creamy. Cause that would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
That would be so good.
I don't know. I just can't pay for it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So $35. I guess that was making me really mad.
And they don't sell it anywhere here.
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Maybe like Whole Foods?
Maybe. But I bet it's
like
still expensive.
Stuff, probably. But maybe like 20 instead of 35 or something.
Yeah. Who knows?
Interesting.
But anyway, I really want to make that chocolate bar.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Maybe we just need to go halvesies on the jar and make it.
Us go halvesies night. On the chocolate bar. $45.
Okay, game.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, I'm curious what you think about this next one.
Okay.
Okay. I hate it. I hate people who are always neutral on oh. everything.
Yeah, I hate.
Like, you just, you can never get any opinion out of them.
Yeah.
You can never get any real, like, I can't trust you.
I was just going to say, I can't stand, and this is, like, a little different, but kind of the same. I hate people that are like, oh, yeah, like, I don't like that. And you're like, oh, really? Like, I kind of like that. They're like, oh, yeah, actually, like, I like that.
Oh, I hate that,
you
too.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh, I hate that, too,
it's kind
so
of giving,
much.
Like, the same energy. Like, it's like, yes. Yeah, like, they can't have their own opinion about
yes.
anything.
Yes, I yeah. hate that, too.
So, yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, that rubs me the wrong way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't. I feel like I can't trust you if you like don't have any sort of opinion. It doesn't have yeah. like it does not have to be the same opinion as me. I just want you to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Because then I'm
annoying.
Like, what if I'm over here being dragged through the mud and you're still gonna be Switzerland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't trust you.
Yeah, annoying for sure.
Very annoying.
Okay, my next one is how self-tanner smells.
Oh, I like the smell of my self-tanner.
You do?
Yeah, I use the Ulta brand.
You don't feel like you just left an Indian restaurant?
No, mine smells really good. It smells like it's like pomegranate and something else.
Wait, which kind do you use?
So it's Ulta's brand, but it's only their special edition, and it comes with a mitt, and you usually have to get it online.
Okay.
But it smells really good. Okay, not like really good like a candle, but for self-tanner, really good. Yeah.
I feel like I've just left.
Do I need to come over there and sniff you?
Yeah, I'm literally marinating a self-tan right now. So this one's hitting close to home. Good thing you like Indian food. I mean... No, I hate it. I hate smelling like this all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess there could be worse things, but I'm not enjoying.
Yeah, they need... Okay, the girl that did my like airbrush tans in Vegas, though, her smell like chocolate. Like legit like chocolate.
Okay.
And airbrush tans are usually worse than self-tanner. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow, so there are some good ones out there, but they're usually more expensive. But the Ulta one is cheap. It's like $17.99 with the mitt and the formula.
And
it's,
is it good?
They're limited edition.
Like it works well?
It's my favorite. Mm. You can't even tell when it's like rubbing off. Mm. Like I don't get splotchy or anything. I am very good at moisturizing though. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it's really good. And it lasts me probably a full week.
Okay. Well, which maybe I need to try.
A long time for self-tanner.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay. My next one is when people crunch their food really loudly.
Yes. Yes.
I like, this is like, I don't know, maybe a weird trait of mine, but I actually try hard to not eat loudly. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why, but I just feel, I'm like self-conscious about that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, there are just some people that just, it is like, yes, it's crunchy. Like if you eat chips, it's going to be crunchy. It's going to sound crunchy. But for some reason, some people, it just sounds like extra crunchy, like they're eating bricks.
Mm-hmm. I need to get David down here. Sometimes I will be eating and he will just, I'll like catch him just like staring at me and I can tell that I have just like infuriated him.
Are you a loud cruncher?
I've
never noticed that. I feel like we've eaten crunchy things.
Yeah, I don't.
Not me like subtly calling you out, like stop fucking crunching your food around me.
I feel so attacked.
Just kidding. No, I didn't notice that about you.
I don't really think I'm that loud of an eater, but David, I can just tell I like set off something inside him.
Yeah, Kay over there?
Sometimes. I don't know.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, he hates that too. It is annoying. You would hate to eat dinner with Ivy.
Oh no.
You would hate it.
I'll just be glad Ivy's eating, okay?
Yeah.
I can look past it with the children.
Okay, good. There's an age limit.
There's an age, yeah, for sure.
Good, good. Okay, my next one is the quality of Marco Polo, the app.
Oh, so bad.
Can we get it together? Do we not have enough funding?
Should I pass that along to the Marco Polo team?
Yeah, Haley's sure like an ambassador, whatever it's called, from Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Pass it along.
I'm sure they've heard it 5 million times. It's so bad, though.
They, like, it's been like that for years.
Forever. It's never improved.
Can we update how crappy the quality is?
I know. It's
because
so bad.
Because
it makes you look like shit.
I know.
You're like, I swear I look a little better.
I know. Can we get some filters? Can we get something good?
Like some filters.
The concept of the app is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, can we get some better quality?
I know. I know.
I don't understand.
It's really bad. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, let me show you like this. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just say I don't get my nails done. But if I was like, oh, let me show you my nails. But it's like, you can't show them your nails because it looks
blurry.
So terrible.
I know. The execution is horrible.
Yes, like, it is.
Yeah.
It really is. Okay. My next one is random phone calls. Unless you are like my mom or one of my very best friends. Like if you call me, Marina call, like there are a few people in my life that if they call me, it's mostly because if my best friends are calling me, it's like for a reason. Like there's a reason they are calling me. It's not just like, hey, let's catch up. I can't with the random
phone
calls.
Haley doesn't want to do the small talk.
Nope.
Remember.
Nope. Can't do the small talk, can't do the phone call. It literally like spikes my like adrenaline. If I see someone's calling me, I'm like, what, why? I don't answer my door if I don't
Who's
know people are coming.
You? I feel like I don't really get random phone calls.
I can't say.
Okay, yeah, right. How stupid of me, sorry.
Secret.
Trying to get you. Secret. Trying to get you
trying
in trouble.
Trying to get me in trouble. But yeah, I just can't do the random phone calls.
Yeah.
Just text me.
Yeah, just
please
text.
Please just text me. And if you call me randomly, it will just send you to voicemail. And so you're just going to have to leave me a voicemail. And then guess what? I'm going to text you back.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to call you back. Yeah.
No. Ugh. Anyway.
Yeah. That is very stressful.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't like.
The anxiety. The cortisol.
Yeah. That's the right word. The cortisol. Yeah. How many more do you have left?
I have 3 left.
Okay.
Okay. My next one. And I don't care what anyone says. I hate acai. It tastes disgusting. I hate it.
Oh my gosh.
I hate it.
Oh my gosh.
I would rather just make a smoothie bowl. Like,
without it?
Yeah. Like acai itself.
What about pitaya or like dragon fruit base? Like the
I'd
pink
rather,
base?
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
Acai just tastes like nothing to me.
Oh, I love it so much. I love it. So I get mine unsweetened.
Uh-huh.
And I love it because it's just like, it makes my bowls a little less sweet, I guess.
I just don't like it.
Oh,
I don't
I hate
like
that it.
It
makes my teeth like purple, but
oh yeah,
I love it.
I see another reason to hate it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't love. I hate.
That is a hot take.
Is
people
it?
Are,
I
people
don't
are
think
acai
it's good.
Lovers.
I know people really are.
I mean, you have to dress it up.
Exactly, because it's not good.
But it's just such a good like neutral base.
No. No. Mm. I want something more exciting. It tastes like nothing. I don't like it.
Interesting. I just made one today.
I'm feeling judged by Haley right now. She's a little too quiet on this one.
Haven't tried mine. No, just kidding. Not me like getting defensive over acai.
Me? Okay, I'll try yours.
I'll make you one.
Okay, perfect.
Oh my goodness. Okay. When someone seemingly knows something about everything. And this is, I am a jack of all trades, of many trades, whatever it's called. Like, I am not a person that has like one life path and like one interest and like focus all my, mm-hmm. I get that. But it's just like when you're like talking to someone about something and they're just like, yeah, yeah. And then like, you know, like this and that. And then it's like, you're talking to them about something else random and they like seemingly know something about that. And it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like some
just
people.
Just a know-it-all.
Just a know-it-all. And they just like have to like relate to like everything you're saying. And I'm just like, at what point are you a learner?
Yeah.
Like, are we learners? Like, do we ask questions? Do we admit that we like don't know things sometimes? I don't know why. It just icks me out. I don't like it.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
It bugs me.
Yeah. I can definitely see that.
Like, what don't you know? Maybe I'm just jealous. I don't know.
Really, it's my jealousy.
It's just my jealousy.
No, I get it.
It's all.
Okay. Next. So hate this. Hate cleaning my sourdough jar.
Not even kidding. That was my last one.
Shut up,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. It's the worst thing ever.
Because you can't put sourdough discard down the drain.
Yeah.
It's like cement.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you do. Let's talk about what we do.
Yeah, what do you do?
I usually put mine into a discard jar in the fridge. Okay. But then you have to clean out the rest of it. So I usually just take a paper towel and I clean out most of it. And then I will rinse out
the rest.
Yeah, like the residue, whatever inside.
Uh-huh.
But I hate it.
Yeah, it's the longest process. And if you let it sit for any amount of time, it is literally cement on there.
Okay, but literally, so this is what I'd heard when I very first started sourdough. Okay. And they were like, you cannot dump your sourdough discard down the drain. Yeah. Don't do it. Literally pour it out. Let it harden on the jar and then you can scrape it off. No.
I
had to
say,
throw away my mason jar.
So did I.
Yeah.
When I first started.
Yeah.
No,
I was like,
is not
this is not happening. No.
No, it's cement.
Yeah. What do you do? How do you clean it? Same way?
Pretty much the same way. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I try to get as much as I can with like a spatula. What are those called?
Yeah, like a rubber spatula.
Yeah,
rubber
rubber spatula. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I rinse it out.
Hate it.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
I absolutely do too. It's terrible.
Yeah,
but I actually made a really good artisan loaf this week.
Ooh, you did.
I did. Crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Yum.
Delicious.
Just like, normal.
Yeah.
Yum.
It's delicious.
I want to make one, but then I feel like I make it, but then like I can't eat it. So I feel sad about it.
I made it because I had company coming in town. I can't just make it for me because, well, okay, actually my kids ate this one.
Okay.
But in the past, they have not eaten it.
Rowan will eat the inside, but the crust is too hard
for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give my kids just the inside too. And I like that because I like the crust. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I made a really good, are you a cottage cheese person?
Kind of. Sometimes.
Depends. I do like a layer of cottage cheese and then avocado and then salt and pepper and then hot honey drizzled on the top of mine this week. It was really good.
Yeah, that sounds bomb.
It was delicious. But yeah, that's all I'll really eat it for because I can't just be... Okay, yeah. I should not say this, but I just can't be eating bread all the time.
No,
me either. It's not how my body was made.
No, mine either. But like, that is how my heart was made.
Me, same. I want to be the sourdough. It's just so good.
It's so good. You can just eat endless amounts. So
no,
you
can't. That's why I can't do the tortillas anymore either because I will just snack on them.
The tortillas are so good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
But my kids don't like them. They're like too sour for them. Yeah, I have to make them regular ones. I know.
Kids bougie. They just don't.
They just don't appreciate.
No. Yeah. They just don't understand good things.
I was not raised by a mother who made sourdough.
Me either.
I was I was raised on Wonder Bread, which is great. Yep. Wonder Bread's delicious.
Wonder Bread is fantastic. Literally cake.
Yeah, literally cake. So thank you, mother. Mm-hmm. But I'm like my kids, like I'm home making them like so many things. They got a good, but they do not appreciate.
No, they do not.
Anyway, sorry. Moving on.
Well, do you have any more?
No, that was all. Yeah, because I combined two of them, the grocery pickup
and
the walking slow in the aisle. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got one more to finish us off.
Okay, go for it.
I hate Adult Swim.
like the seniors in the pool?
No.
Water aerobics?
I'm done.
Not Chelsea, our local senior citizen hater.
Do you not know what Adult Swim is?
Okay, nope.
Me, I hate elderly water aerobics.
What?
No. Adult Swim.
I don't know what Adult Swim is.
I think technically Adult Swim is like from Cartoon Network, but it's like the cartoons that came on like at nighttime. They were like for adults.
Okay.
Think Rick and Morty.
Okay.
Think Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
Futurama.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, my dad put on.
What?
My dad put on Bob's Burgers for my kids.
No. This is a bad grandpa. We're not doing that.
He was
that.
Just like, oh, I gotta put on a kid's show for them.
No.
Literally probably typed in cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening?
No.
Anyway, keep going.
I will say, I will give the exception of Family Guy.
I enjoy
Family Guy.
Especially Family Guy memes.
But like,
they slay.
Robot Chicken? No.
No idea.
And I'm sorry, I know Rick and Morty has like a cult following, but I hate.
Okay, so this is Adult Swim?
Yeah, Adult Swim. Yeah, what? It's like a category of like
of TV,
like adult cartoons. And I hate it. The animation is disgusting. It's like creepy. I hate it.
It's like dirty.
It's
dingy.
Dirty. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Haley. Oh,
okay. Yes, I'm picking up what you're laying down. I just had no Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's what it was called. Wow.
Oh my gosh. You learn
something new every day.
Grosses me out even thinking about it. Like you said, like literally like grimy. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
I'm dying that you thought the old people swimming. I'm dying.
I'm like senior water aerobics. I think they look cute in there. And like go for them, moving their bodies. With their little water weights, their little water dumbbells.
Yeah, no, I'm talking adult cartoons.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
I hate it.
We've had some laughs.
Yeah.
This was very enjoyable. I hope you guys enjoyed it too.
Yeah, wow. It does feel good to talk about all the things that you despise.
I feel like we just did a therapy session, honestly. Yeah. This is all you need. It's like a good vent.
Yeah, it was good.
Got out some pent up anger.
It was good. All right. Well, that was my last one. And obviously Haley's done.
Yeah. Haley's done.
Well, anyway, thank you guys for listening. We hope that you guys agreed with all the things that we hate.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod. And that's where we do all of our submissions, all of our polls, and keep you updated over there. Give us a like and review on the podcast. That really helps us out. And we will be back next week to chat with you. Anyway, we love you. Thanks for listening and have a great week. Bye.
Bye.